Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, my people. Good afternoon to my radio audience. Good afternoon to you. I am here once again with you today. I would like to thank the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, Ahaya, for giving me an opportunity again to be here on his divine platform to speak to the 12 tribes of Israel, the Hebrew nation, and the Gentiles. This is going to be a very, very great, great, powerful, prophetic, educational teaching today to help to edify you, to give you some understanding about what's going on in the earth. The title of this broadcast is Crisis of the Seven Churches in the Bible, COVID-19, Real Truth. Let me repeat that title for you again. Crisis of the Seven Churches in the Bible, COVID-19, Real Truth. This is Sister Radio Talk Show, and I am your host, Elisheba. I am the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the prophet of the Hebrew nation. That would be the 12 tribes of Israel. The outline of this broadcast today, I would just read the outline to you. Guest call-in number, anybody would like to call in to voice your opinion, make a comment, read a Bible verse, whatever it is that you would like to do, we would like to give you that opportunity today to do so. 661-244-9831. This is going to be a very, very deep, deep, deep broadcast today. Very deep, very prophetic, very prophetic. The truth, the outline of this broadcast today. Yes, I am the prophet of the God of Israel, the real God. The truth will be revealed today. Are you ready? We must understand what is really going on now. Examples are being done and made by the holy angels of the God of Israel. Will you listen? Let's see, Israel. We have quite a few scriptures to cover today. Quite a few scriptures to cover and to understand what is going on in this earth right now. Not only with COVID-19 that's been hitting the whole entire earth and world almost a year and a half now, going into the second year. Not only we're going to talk about COVID-19, the real truth behind all of this stuff that you see is going on in earth. Because guess what? Don't nobody have no solutions, and don't nobody have no understanding. You hear my rooster backing me up right now, that it's time for truth. Nobody is coming forth with no information that's going to help us, not even your Hebrew Israelite elders. All they talking about is what the government doing and what, you know, I say it all the time. You already know what they talking about, what man is doing. But me as the prophet of the God of Israel, I'm here to talk to you about what he's doing, what the Holy Spirit is doing, what the holy angels are doing, what the Son of God is doing. They're sitting on the right hand of the Father right now, making intercession for Israel, his chosen people in the earth, and whoever else he might want to pray for and intercede for when it comes to the Gentiles. We need solutions. I told you people almost 2 years ago, this is May the 1st, 2021. I started this radio broadcast May the 23rd, 2019. My anniversary is coming up in about 3 weeks that I have been on this radio platform trying to talk some sense and understanding into you people's head. Y'all hard-headed, you stubborn, you stiff-necked, and you full of pride, and you puffed up. And that's why you won't listen to the prophet that the God of Israel have preserved in this earth so you can understand prophetically what's going on in this earth, and divinely what is going on in this earth. I've been here almost 2 years. Okay? I told you people way back then, 2 years ago when I first started Sister Radio Talk Show in the month of May of 2019. I told y'all prophetically, I came on 2 years ago almost and told you that we was in a crisis. The Hebrew nation is in a crisis. Not only the Hebrew nation, but that's who I'm dealing with, because that's who the God of Israel want to deal with. He want to deal with his people first and the Gentiles later. But I came on and told you we was in a crisis way back almost 2 years ago, that in 2020, millions will die in 2020. That's what the God of Israel told me to tell you. And that's exactly what is happening and what have happened as I speak right now today. So I'm here again. I'm here again to bring some sense and understanding to everything that's going on in this earth. Because guess what? Your pastors, your leaders, your elders, none of them, not even your government, nobody can understand what the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrew nation, the God of Israel is doing in this earth, unless you are his prophet or prophetess, the mouthpiece of the God of Israel and the earth today. I told y'all we was in a crisis 2 years ago. Now look at our earth. Look at our world. Look at everything that's going around right now. And you still want to say, I'm a false prophet and I'm a false this and this sister don't know what she's talking about. I think you people better start listening right now. I think you people better start listening right now to the prophet of the God of Israel. If you want to live, you and your family, okay, that's just a warning from the God of Israel. You better start listening and understanding what you got to do to defeat and understand why 3 million people have died in 1 year from COVID-19, they call it. The plague of the earth of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The pledge of the earth, of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Ahaya is his name. I am in English. So we're going to go right now and to our lesson to give you some edification and understanding. Crisis of the seven churches in the Bible. Seven churches in the book of Revelation. We're dealing with India right now. Y'all see what's going on over there in India? Do y'all people see what's going on over there in India? India. Some of you Christians, y'all don't even know where India is. You don't even know where it's located. You don't know the region. You don't know who's there, who lived there, what people there. You know absolutely nothing. You pastors and leaders and elders, y'all don't know nothing. Maybe Hebrew Israelites, elders, they might know who's living there and what region it is. Do you see what's going on in India? Yes, you do see it. You do see it. But guess what? To be honest, you people really don't give a damn what's going on in India. But you know what? Even though you don't give a damn, the God of Israel wants you to know what's going on in India. The seven churches in the Bible. The seven churches in the Bible. Y'all Christians always reading about the seven churches, the seven churches, the seven churches. You don't know nothing about the seven churches. You don't know who the seven churches is, where they at, what. You don't know absolutely nothing. I'm going to give you some prophetic, biblical understanding today who the seven churches is and that they are in a crisis. No, I'm not talking about the original seven churches that John wrote about, Prophet John wrote about in the book of Revelation. I'm talking about their children that's still living in the earth today. And who are these people, the seven churches in the Bible? Where are they? Who are they? Where? I'm talking about the children. The ancestors, they already dead, the seven churches. COVID-19, real truth. We're going to turn to the book of Revelation right now. Revelation chapter 2, verse 1 through 11. And I'm just going to read the seven churches. Prophet John saw or wrote about. So Revelation chapter 2, verse 1 through 11. I give the God of Israel all the glory, all the honor, praise for his Shabbat, the Sabbath day. No, not no Shabbat Shalom. There's no peace nowhere on this earth. So Shabbat, I thank the God of Israel for his Sabbath day and that I'm still here to talk to his people. Revelation 2. Let's go into it. Revelation 2, people. Revelation 2. Verse 1 through 11, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus, write these things, said he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them, which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found, I'm going to just read it like I see it, them liars. Verse 3. And has borne and has patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. That's number one, with the church of Ephesians. You need to know who they are in the earth today. They're not dead. They're still here. You need to know who they are and where they are. Okay? I have something against you. That's what the God of Israel told John to write to them. Because thou hast left thy first love. That would be the God of Israel. He is your first love. Not Jesus. Not Jesus. That's the Son of God. That is not God. And that's not his name, no way. Thy first love is the Father, the Creator, the one that put me, you here, and everybody else here, and sent his Son here to the earth. That's your first love, Hebrews. Gentiles, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and I will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Remember your first works, he told the Ephesian church. That's what y'all want to call it, church. But it was just a group of people that Paul went to a region and found a group of believers and a group of people that wanted to believe what he was talking about. Ain't no such thing as no church. I told y'all people, the God of Israel ain't never told you to have no church. So no, that word church is an injection that don't even supposed to be in the Hebrew records at all. Now, let me keep reading to finish my point. Repent, he said. Repent. That's number one, what you people need to do in this world. You need to repent. From what? I'm going to show you that later. We're dealing with the seven churches and the COVID-19. Real truth. He said, repent and do the first works. What was the first works that the God of Israel told his people to do? The first works that he told his people to do is for them to keep his law. Keep his law. And don't have no other gods before him. You got to repent and do the first works, and that would be to keep his law and what he say and what he wants you to do in this earth. Let me keep going. Or else I will come unto thee quickly. And that's why we're in a crisis all over the earth. And I'm dealing with the crisis of the seven churches that's still in the earth and not dead and just don't know who they are. I will come quickly and will remove thy candlestick. Candlestick means light. 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 That means he going to take you up out of this earth quickly if you don't repent and remember your first works that he told the children of Israel, the law. I will remove thy candlestick out of his place except thy repent. So that means you're going to die. That's why you got 3 million people dead right now within 1 year. And I know a lot of you people don't believe in the plandemic, y'all call it, government demic, whatever demic you want to call it. But I'm telling you what I know as the prophet of Israel. Your candlestick have been put out by the God that put you in this earth. People are dying quickly and rapidly every single day, every hour. Not only from COVID-19, they call it, the plague that the God of Israel put in the earth. All kind of destruction. So he said, I will remove the counterfeit out of this place and sell Yah, thy repent. And that's what you people have not done. You have not repented. It's been a whole year and a half. You have not repented. What do repent mean in the Greek? Revelation 2:5. To think different. To think differently. Reconsider your ways and the things that you are doing in this earth and against the God that puts you here. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. I am not going into that. He that have an ear, let him hear. But the Spirit say unto the church, to him that overcome, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Ain't nobody going to eat off of that tree unless they are the children of Israel or one of the 12 tribes of Israel. You're not going to eat off of that tree. The Gentiles, it said in the book of Revelation, they're going to be in the outer court. They're not going to be living in the 12 pearly gates of the new kingdom. They're going to be living on the outer court. And the children of Israel, the remnant, the 144,000 and the rest will be living in the new kingdom, which is a new Jerusalem that's going to come down and sit on Mount Zion over there in Jerusalem. The holy hill of Jerusalem, the city of David, is Mount Zion. That's where the new kingdom gonna come down from God and sit there. And we're gonna have the tree of life there, the children of Israel. It's gonna be paradise of God. So this shows me right here from reading Revelation chapter 2. I'm reading about the Ephesian church, Ephesus, the first church that the prophet John wrote to. Or you could say apostle, but he's a prophet. Ain't no such thing as apostle. That's an injected word. Okay? Prophet John. High-ranked prophet. Seer. He was a seer. Now, me reading this scripture right here, I told you I have a lot of information. I have to take my time so you can get full clarity and a full understanding to what the God of Israel want you to know today. So Revelation 2:7, he's talking to the church of Ephesus. And he said, you're going to eat the tree of life in the paradise of God. This is nobody but Israel. And I know the Christian church want to believe that the seven churches are Gentiles. That's what you've been taught, and that's what you want to believe, and that's what you want to understand. But the church of Ephesus right here is the children of Israel. Because it said right here in Revelation 2:7, and I'm just dealing with this one church right now, that they will eat from the tree of life. And I could precept this all the way back to Revelation 21, where it say the 12 tribes will be in the new kingdom, the new Jerusalem, eating from the tree of life. So the church of Ephesus is the children of Israel. They was Jews and they was Hebrews. And that's what you people don't understand. And that's what I'm going to prove to you today. Who the seven churches is. Because guess what? They in a crisis in the earth. And we're going to talk about where that crisis is. And we're going to talk about who those people are that's in the crisis today. Okay. Next verse is the next church, the church of Smyrna, Revelation chapter 2, verse 8. And unto the angel of the church of Smyrna, write these things. Say, the first and the last. Who is the first and who is the last? I know you Christians going to say Jesus. Some of you Hebrew Israelites, Muslim and all the rest of y'all, whoever, going to say Jesus. No. 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 The first and the last is the God of Israel. He is the first. And he is the last. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. So John, the prophet, was writing in the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew nation, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, was talking to him. The first and the last was speaking to John, telling John what to write to these church. To his church, not churches, church, one people, one nation, and one God. Listen, people, let me help y'all. Unto the angel of the church in Smyrna, write these things, said the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. Yes. You're going to say that it's Jesus or it's the Son of God. Yes, he was dead and he's alive. But guess what? The Father already instructed his Son what to say and how to say it. So everything comes from the Father. Everything comes from the Father. And it could be right here, his son, Yeshua is his name, the Son of God, the Mashiach, which means Messiah in the Hebrew, talking to John right here. But he got his information from the Father. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thy are rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say that they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. They say they are Jews, but are not. They are the synagogue of Satan. This is another group of people. This is another group of people that Apostle Paul, y'all want to call him Apostle Paul, found when he was on his journey. No, I'm not going to say that they Hebrews. I'm going to say right here that they are Gentiles. Because it say right here, you say that you are a Jew and you are not. You are the synagogue of Satan. So this is another group of people that Paul tried to convert when he went on his journeys to spread the word of God all over where he was going. So the church of Smyrna, those are Gentiles. The church of Ephesus, they are the children of Israel. Let me keep going, because they was going to eat in the pear and from the tree of life. Next church. Let me break down these churches. Let me show you the crisis that these churches are in, and where these churches and where these people are now, and who these people are in the earth right now. Okay, let me get an ink pen here. And right here, Gentile, for the church of Smyrna, Ephesus, Israel. Next church. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos, write these things, said he which have the sharp sword with two edges. That would be the Son of God. Because he's going to come back to rule the earth, Yeshua, with the edge of a sword out of his mouth. I know thy works and where thou dwellest, and even where Satan's seat is. Okay, people. This is another group of people that Paul tried to convert into the God of Israel, the real God. I know thy works, Revelation 2:13, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith. So they knew the name of the Son of God, or they knew the name of the God of Israel, and has not denied my faith. Even in those days where in Ephesus was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. So the people, or you want to call it church, people, or the region where Paul went to, Pergamos, and we're going to deal with the region and all that, where he went and who, what he was doing. They was where the seat of Satan dwelleth. This is where Satan was set up at. So Paul was dealing with some very, very satanic, demonic people in this region. And it said, in those days the martyr was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. Pergamos. Pergamos is where Satan dwelleth. Okay. Let me go back up for a minute, people. Gonna do it just like this. No minute. Yeah, it's not gonna say. So yeah, Pergamos. Let me write this for notation so I can come back to it. Yeah. Okay. Pergamos is where Satan's seat dwells. Let me keep going. We're going to deal with that in a minute. Verse 14 of Revelation 2. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam. Who was Balaam? Balaam was a Gentile. Balaam was a Gentile from Moabite. He was a Moabite. Moabite. Gentile. You hold the doctrine of Balaam. Who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols and to commit fornication. So has thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nephilonians, which things I hate. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly. And I will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. This is what the Son of God, Yeshua, told them. I'm going to fight with you, against you, with the sword of my mouth, unless you repent. You notice how he have told all three churches that they need to repent? All three churches. Y'all want to call them churches. I'm going to call them all three groups and sects of people. Verse 17 of Revelation 2. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say unto the churches. To him that overcome, I will give to eat of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone. And in the stone, a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that received it. The church of Tyria. Revelation 2:18, fourth church. And unto the angel of the church in Tyria, write these things, said the Son of God, who have seven eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass, burnished copper. He don't have no white feet. It's burnished copper in the Greek. Burnished, like burnt copper. Some you put in a fire. Copper you put in a fire and it come out burnt. So yeah, that would exclude your white image, Jesus, Cedric Borgia, because that's a white man with white feet, white face, white everything. But I'm not talking about that today. Let me keep going. Revelation 2:19. I know thy works in charity and service and faith and thy patience and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thy suffer that woman Jezebel, which call herself, a prophetess to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat the things sacrificed unto idols. Ahab and Jezebel. Ahab was the king of Jerusalem. He was a Hebrew. And his wife Jezebel. And I have gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. The God of Israel have gave Jezebel all these. I'm not even going there because I'm not talking about that today. I'm going to keep going. Revelation 2:22. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. Church number 4, Tyree, repent. So all these sects and groups of people that Paul ministered to and tried to convert into the God of Israel when he went on his journeys, the God of Israel told John to write every last one of those groups of people or churches, you want to call them, and tell them that they needed to repent. Think differently, be differently, do something differently. Do the first works that the God of Israel told to do. And I will kill, look what it said now, Revelation 2:23, fourth church, Tyree. And I will kill her children. Let me say it again, Pete. You have committed adultery. You have committed fornication. You have served all kind of idolatry. And look what the God of Israel and his son, Yeshua, told the prophet John. I will kill her children with death. He's all loving God, huh? He won't kill you. He won't hurt you. He won't do nothing to you but bless you. Crisis of the seven churches in the Bible. COVID-19. Real truth. I will kill her children with death. And that's exactly what's going on right now with the seven churches. Because guess what? He told them to repent and do the first works. That's exactly what's going on in the earth, all over the earth. The God of Israel is killing Jezebel and Ahab, the king of Jerusalem, children for committing idolatry and adultery and fornication and serving false gods and idols. I will kill her children. So you want to know why your kids die? Because the God of Israel is killing the children with death. And all the churches shall know. You're going to know. You're going to know, people. You're going to know, Christian church. You're going to know, Muslim church. You're going to know, Buddha church. You're going to know, Hindu church. You're going to know, Hebrew Israelite church. You're going to know, Mormon, Seventh-day Adventist churches. You're going to know. You're going to know. And I will kill her children with death in all the churches. Because y'all people got religion set up all over the earth, on every corner. You got churches everywhere. And all the churches shall know that I am a higher in the Hebrew. I am a higher in the Hebrew. You're going to know that I'm the one that's killing your children and your men and your women and your mama and your daddy and everybody. Because all your little fake gods, they'll never be able to stop me. Because they not real. And I am. I am. You should know that I am he which searched the reins and heart. He's the one that searched the mind, searched the thoughts, to know what's in your mind, to know what you're thinking about every day, to know what you're doing every day, what you're spending your mind and your time on every day. I am the one, a higher, that searches the reins. That's the innermost mind. It's Greek number 3510 for reins, for Revelation 2:23. Innermost mind, that's your conscience. I am the one that search your conscience and hearts. And hearts. And I will give unto every one of you according to your works. According to your works. And what have your works been? Seven churches. What have your works been? Hebrew Israelites and Christians and Muslims and all y'all people. The God of Israel already searched your conscience. He already searched your hearts. He know what's there. He know what you want to do. He know what you got, what you're trying to do. He know that you are not righteous and you are not right with him and with nobody else. He have searched your hearts and your conscience, your innermost rings, your mind. He don't need to see nothing else. And I will give unto everyone according to your works. Whatever you people are doing in this earth. We're dealing with the seven churches. Because they're in a crisis right now. And in a minute, I'm going to show you where these people at and who they is. We're dealing with them. And we also dealing with all the 12 tribes. Of Israel and the Gentiles. I have searched and I know your works. I know what you people spend all your time on every day, what you want to do every day, what's your thoughts, what's your mind, what you want to do. I know your works. You will not repent. Revelation 2:24. But until you are saved, and unto the rest in Tyre, this is the church of Tyre. He know your works. He know your mind. He know what you're doing. All the church is going to know that I killed their children. Yeah. Yeah. He will kill you, people. He will kill you. And that's exactly what he's doing right now. You didn't know that, did you? You thought it was Satan the whole time. I don't see Satan nowhere right here in Revelation 2:23, I don't see Satan nowhere. I see for the church of Pergamos, how he said that's Satan's seat. That's where Satan dwells. That's where his throne is. We're going to go into that too. But I don't see Satan killing nobody here. He said, I will kill your children. And all the churches will know that I am. Revelation 2:24. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Tyre, as many as have not this doctrine, and what have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden. Next church. Now I'm still reading the church of Tyre, fourth church. But that which ye have already hold fast till I come, and he that overcometh and keep my works. What is his works? The law. The law. His ordinances. His commands. Every told Israel to do. That's his works in the earth that we got to do. Righteousness. Righteousness is of the law. That's what the Bible say in the book of John. 1 John. Righteousness is of the law. Keep my works until the end. To him will I give power over the nations. Over who? The Gentile nations. So again, the church of Tyre, you need to know who that is. You need to know who the church of Tyre is. Because he's going to give the church of Tyre power over the nations, if they keep his works. Nations ain't nobody but Gentiles. So who is the church of Tyre right here, Pete? It's no other than the children of Israel. That's who the church of Tyre is. And I'm going to prove it to you today. I'm going to prove that to you today. You thought all these churches was Gentiles, huh? That's what you thought. Tyre, Israel. Keep going, people. Let me show you something that you don't know, people. I'm speaking to you under the authority and the power of the Holy Spirit. Revelation 2:27. And he shall rule them. He that overcome, he that keep my works to the end. That's his law. Obey him. Do what he say. The God of Israel tell you to do. He's going to give us power or you over the Gentile nations. Israel is only one nation. So it's not talking about he's going to give Israel power. He's going to give Gentile power over nations. It's Tyre is the children of Israel. That church that Paul, the prophet Paul, not apostle, prophet Paul found. A group of people that he ministered to and talked to and tried to convert them. They was over in Tyre and they was the children of Israel. And I'm a father prove my point. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. Talking about Israel. Going to rule the Gentile nations with a rod of iron. As the vessel of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. See that? So the children of Israel, the church of Tyre, the children of Israel, one of the tribes, He was going to let them rule the Gentile nations with a rod of iron. This is the law. Even as I have received of my Father. So yes, this is the connection with the Tyree Church, with the Son of God, and with the Father. Ahiah, this proved that the Tyree Church is the children of Israel. Next scripture. I'm still reading. And I would give him the morning star. You know he's not going to get no Gentile, no morning star. I'm reading Revelation 2:28. Tyree, the fourth church, he only going to get Israel the morning star. He only going to let Israel rule the other nations with a rod of iron. Tyree is the children of Israel. When Paul went on his journey, he found a group of Israelites that was living in Asia. He found a group of Israelites. Let me see. Let me make sure here. Let me keep reading. I'm going to finish this and we're going to go back to that, okay? I'm never going to say nothing to you unless I can prove my point to you, or I just shut my mouth. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say unto the churches. Okay, next church, that'll be the fifth church. Sardis. We're going to Revelation 3 now. Sardis. Fifth church, talking about the seven churches, the crisis of the seven churches, COVID-19, real truth. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis, write these, said he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest, I know thy work, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and are dead. But watchful in strength, the things that remain that are already to die, that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. So this is what the Son of God, Yeshua, the Mashiach, told Prophet John about the church of Sardis. You got strength. Be watchful in strength. Things which remain that are ready to die. For I have found thy works perfect before God. Before the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not Yah, not Jah, not Jehovah, not Allah, not Buddha, not none of them gods. We're dealing with the God of Israel. Verse 3 of Revelation 3. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou should not watch, I will come on thee as a thief. And again, he's telling the church of Sardis that they needed to repent. They was perfect before God at one point. But they went back and turned their back against the God of Israel and began to do their own works and their own actions and their own deeds and their own stuff every day. The church of Sardis I'm talking about. I have a notation I need to put. Look, people. Remember there, verse 4. And he said, repent, verse Revelation 3:3. If therefore thou should not watch, I will come on thee as a thief. And thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. You people thought y'all was going to party and have fun and do all your stuff all your life, going to your college and vacations and go to your concerts and all the stuff you've been doing. He said, I will come on you as a thief. And that's exactly what he did with COVID-19 and all the rest of this death and destruction that's in the earth. Famine, disease, pestilence, swords. Thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. The hour is now, people. The hour is now. Thou has a few names, look at it, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments. And they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. It's a few people, he said, in Sardis. That will walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcome the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. And he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say unto the church. Of the church of Philadelphia. Of the church of Philadelphia. Sixth church. A sixth group of people. The six sects or groups of people that Paul found when he went out. And unto the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write these things, said he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that open and no man shed it and no man open. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shed it. But thou hast a little strength. This is Church of Philadelphia. You got a little bit of strength. And has kept my word. And has not defiled my name. Has not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. So the church of Philadelphia, people, is Israelites. They are the children of Israel, the church of Philadelphia. And again, you Christians thought that they were Gentiles, but they are not. And I'm going to prove that farther in my lesson. You know how I know right here that they are not Gentiles, the church of Philadelphia, or the people of Philadelphia that Paul found? Listen to what he said in Revelation 3:9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan. That's the church of Pergamos. That's where Satan's seat is. The synagogue of Satan. Which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that thou have loved it. Who do the God of Israel love? He loved the children of Israel. The apple of his eye. Right here in Revelation 3:9. He said, I will cause them that say they are Jews and of the synagogue of Satan. And I will, and they do lie. And those are Jew. They say they Jews, but they Gentiles. I will make them to come to you, Israel, and bow down before you and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. He loved only Israel, only his chosen people, his inheritance in the earth that he built nation. That's who he loved. Revelation 3:9, the church of Philadelphia, the people of Philadelphia are Israelites. They are not Gentiles. Because he said, I'm going to call the Jews that say they are Jews and are not to bow down and worship before your feet, and they shall know that I love you, Israel. So the church of Philadelphia are Hebrews. Let me keep going, people. Last church, people. Laodicea. Church of Laodicea. Laodicea. Church of Laodicea. And we're going to further go into our lesson. Let me keep reading this. Revelation 3:10. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I also, we're still in the church of Philadelphia right now. I'm closed. It's finished. I'm finishing that. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world. That's where we at right now. We're in the hour of temptation that have come upon the whole world to try them. The God of Israel is trying us right now to see if we want him or we want the beast system and everything that the beast system have set up in this world for us to have. He's trying us right now. He's tempting and testing us, Israel and Gentiles, right now. But right here, we're dealing with the church of Philadelphia. That's the children of Israel, the Hebrews. He said, the hour of temptation, which has come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I will come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Ain't no Gentile got no crown. There is no Gentile in Revelation 3:11 for the church of Philadelphia have no crown. Anytime you see crown is dealing with kings and queens, that would be the Hebrew nation. That would be the children of Israel. That would be his beloved. So yes, the church of Philadelphia is Hebrew Israelites. Him that overcome will I make a pillar, and the temple of my God, that is nobody but the children of Israel. This is not a Gentile. The Philadelphia church is not a Gentile. Paul wasn't talking to no Gentiles when he found these people. They was Jews. They was Hebrews. Him that overcome will make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God. I can precept this scripture right here all the way to Revelation, another passage in the book of Revelation where he said he's going to write the name of his God on the children of Israel forehead, on their forehead and on their right thigh, I believe it is. I can precept it right now to show you that this Philadelphia, the church you want to call it, is Hebrew Israelites. They're Hebrews. They're not Gentiles. Okay? And it say right here, he shall go and no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God. What is the name of the city of his God? Zion. He ain't going to write that on no Gentile. Zion. So this proves to you that Philadelphia is Hebrews. And I would not write the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, That's going to be the name, New Jerusalem, is over there in Zion, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. This is nobody but the children of Israel. The church of Philadelphia is the children of Israel. They are not Gentiles. Revelation 3:13, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say unto the churches. Last church, Laodicea. Revelation 14, and unto the angel of the church of Laodicea, write these things, said thee, amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would not wish cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes, I slave, that thou mayest see. This is the church of Laodicea. You lukewarm. You're not cold, you're not hot, you are lukewarm. The church of Laodicea. Okay? Now, We done told you about the crisis of the seven churches in the Bible. Now we're going to go to our next scripture. And before we go to our next scripture, we have quite a bit to cover, people. But before we go to our next scripture, let me show you something that I would need to reveal to you today. So, let's think about Paul. Paul went on journey. Hold on, people. I got a lot of noise. Give me a minute. Paul went on what they called in the Christian church missionary journeys. And all the journeys that Paul went on that I can see, a lot of them was in Asia Minor, dealing with the topic right now, the crisis of the seven churches. They was in Asia Minor. The Ephesus church was in Asia Minor. Now let me read to you what the Wikipedia say about Asia Minor. Okay? Let me read it to you. The city of Ephesus was one of the largest and most important cities in the ancient Mediterranean world, lying on the western coast of Asia Minor. So that's where the church of Ephesians was, y'all want to call it a church. A group of people where Paul found them was in Ephesians, Ephesus. It's in the western coast of the Mediterranean Sea world, ancient world of Asia Minor. And modern day Turkey today. They call it Turkey today. But back in modern times, I mean in ancient times, it was the Mediterranean world. It was the coast of Asia Minor, and it's still Asia Minor today. They just changed the name to Turkey. It was one of the oldest Greek settlements. So they had a lot of Greek people living in Ephesus, living in Ephesus, the number one first church of the seven churches. The first one was Ephesus. It was in Asia Minor. It was one of the oldest Greek settlements. It was a lot of Greek people living there. A lot of Greek people that speak Greek. I am not going to say that they was Greek. I'm going to say that they was children of Israel. They was children of Israel speaking a Greek language that was born in Asia Minor. They was born in Asia Minor. And in Asia, they speak Greek. It was a Greek settlement there in Ephesus. I'm going to say that the Ephesus church or the Ephesus people that Paul found, they was Hebrew Israelites living in Asia Minor, modern day Turkey today, that spoke Greek language. But yet they was Jews and Hebrews. Let me go to my next church. Yes, they was Israel's. They was Israelites. Ephesus, Asia Minor, Ephesians is in Asia. Asia. These was the children of Israel living in Asia, speaking Greek languages. Why? Because they was born there. Next church. Smyrna. Smyrna is ancient Greek. Smyrna was an ancient Greek Romanized. Now this is a group of people, Smyrna, that Paul found, which was in Asia, again. Ephesus was Asia. Smyrna was Asia. Which is ancient Greek. They used to call it ancient Greek, but now it was Asia. It's Asia. It's Asia. It says Smyrna was a Greek city in Asia Minor. It was a Greek city located and it said it was the Roman Empire. Roman Empire. So Smyrna was full of Gentiles. These was Romans and Greeks. Real Romans and Greeks, not Romans and Greeks that was converted, not Jews or Hebrew Israelites that was converted to Roman and converted to Greek because they was born there. These was real Greeks and real Roman people that Paul found when he went to Smyrna on his missionary journey, again, Asia Minor. These was Gentiles. The Smyrna church are Gentile people. That's the Roman Empire. Alexander the Great, it say. Alexander the Greek. This is where they preside. This was a Greek colony, a Greek empire, a Greek city, a Roman empire. Smyrna. These was Gentiles that Paul converted or tried to convert when he went on his missionary journey to Smyrna, which is Asia Minor. Which Asia Minor is ancient Greek or ancient Greece. Same thing. So these are Gentiles. Seminar, the Seminar Church are Gentiles. Ephesus Church, Israel. Pergamos, those are Gentiles. Pergamos is Asia Minor. Again, Paul was in Asia Minor. They Gentiles also. Tyre, Israel. These are Hebrews for the Tyre church. So what I'm trying to prove here with what I'm trying to say today. You want to go back and pull up all the names of the churches and what I'm trying to say, the picture that I am trying to paint right now, people, is simply this. Let me go to my platform here. Crisis of the seven churches in the Bible. COVID-19, real truth. The crisis of the seven churches. Okay? Asia Minor is predominantly where Apostle Paul or Prophet Paul, your prophet to me, went on his journeys to convert people, to convert the children of Israel that lived in Asia, to convert the Hebrews that lived in Asia Minor. That's the southwest part of Asia. And today they call it India. India. Today it's India. That's what it is, people. India today. Back in ancient times, Asia Minor. Back when Paul and Peter and all of them was walking the earth, Asia Minor they called. Today they call it India or Turkey up in there. It's a continent. Very huge place. India like Africa. Asia like Africa. Very huge. Modern times, India. Ancient times, Asia. It's still called Asia. But it's India also. So let me go to my next scripture. Crisis of the seven churches in the Bible. So Paul, he went after Hebrews, Greeks, and Romans that was living in Asia Minor, which is today India. Parts of India, Turkey, Asia. Who lived there today in India, in Asia? Japheth, one of Noah's sons. They live in India today. It's called Asia. In ancient times, Iranians live in Asia. Japheth is the father of the Iranians. Japheth, Noah's son, is the father of the Chinese. Japheth is the father of the I'm trying to show you people something. They Gentiles. Chinese, JFAX children, Gentiles. Iranians, Gentiles. Asians, Gentiles. Depending on what bloodline they came from. Let's go to our next scripture. I'm going to be reading out of the book of the Apocrypha right now. I'm running out of time. I might have to make a part two. I don't know. So what I am saying to you, the crisis that is going on in India right now, with the COVID-19 that's killing so many thousands and hundreds of people every day that they can't keep up with the number. The hospitals don't got no oxygen. Ain't nowhere to bury these people. Ain't no hospital bed. They're just burning up bodies all over India, everywhere. COVID-19 has taken it down like a wildfire right now as I speak. Who is these people? Who is these people that's living in India, Asia, right now that the God of Israel is killing? Let me say it again. Who is these people that's living in Asia right now, over there in India, that the God of Israel is killing and taking out this earth with COVID-19, the plague and pestilence that he sent to the earth? You know who they is? They the seven churches that Revelation speaks about. The seven churches that Revelation speaks about, the seven churches that Paul found, these are their children. Let me say it again. These are their children that the God of Israel is killing. They Hebrews. They are Hebrews and Gentiles mixed together that the God of Israel is taken down with COVID-19, they call it. They can't stop it. They don't know how to stop it. There's so many dead bodies piling up. They ain't got no hospital bed. They ain't got no table. They ain't got no oxygen. They ain't got nothing. Why, people? Why? Yes, the Iranians, those are JFAT children. Noah's son, his oldest son, JFAT, Iranians, agents. JFAT sons and daughters. But you also got Hebrew Israelites that live in India too, and in Asia also. That when Paul was walking this earth, he went to Asia Minor, which is India, to try to convert them back to their God. So it's not just Indian people you want to call them, or Filipinians you want to call them, or Iranians you want to call them. Most of those people over there in India are the children of Israel. A lot of them are Israelites. Now, let me go to my scripture.
I know I'm going over today. I'm going to show you why the seven churches, their children are being killed right now with COVID-19. And it's moving so fast and so rapid and so deadly and so dangerous that don't nobody know what to do to stop it. It's a crisis of the seven churches in India right now. Yes, them same seven churches that Paul found in the Bible, those are their children living in India right now. Asia Minor, Turkey, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, all of that over there is considered as Asia Minor, where Paul went on his journey to convert the children of Israel and the Gentiles. So the crisis of the seven churches in the Bible is in India right now, Asia. Let's go to the Apocrypha. The Apocrypha is a Bible that was, I'm sorry, the Apocrypha is part of the Bible. It is the Bible. It was a part in the Bible that they took out. When they translated the Bible, they took the Apocrypha out of the Bible. So I'm going to go to 2nd Esdras right now. Chapter 15, verse 45 through 55. So to clear up who the seven churches is, they are Hebrew Israelites. And also Gentiles. They weren't all Gentiles. And it's in India right now where bodies are dropping dead like hotcakes. And guess who's killing them? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of Israel. Because I just read to you what he told Prophet John that he was going to do to the seven churches for their wickedness, for their sin, for all that he told them to repent. And these are the children that's living in India right now, in Asia, that don't want to repent from serving Buddha and Allah and the Hindu God and all kind of God. They don't want to repent, even though their gods can't help them right now in Asia, India. Even though their gods, they study praying and all of that, asking Buddha and the Hindu God and Allah and all their gods to help them and save them. And nothing is helping and nothing is stopping. Because guess what? Those gods is not real. And I'm going to show you that. Because if they was real, people wouldn't be dropping dead right now with nowhere to put them. They burning them up in their backyards, and they burn them up all on, and they don't make stadiums where they just got dead bodies and they just burning all every day. Let me go to this. 2nd Esdras, chapter 15. Let me show you what the Apocrypha, the book that they took out the Bible, which is the Bible, a part of the Bible. Let me show you what the Bible, what the book of the Bible say about Asia, which is India today. That's where the crisis is. That's where the COVID-19 is taking them down. Young, old, women, children, boys, old women, old men, it doesn't matter. And let me show you why in the Bible. Let's go to the scriptures now. 2 Esdras 15:45. Out of the Apocrypha. And they that remain under her. I'm reading 2 Esdras out of the Apocrypha, chapter 15, verse 45 through 55. And they that remain under her to do service unto them that have put her in fear. And thy Asia, which is India right now, where the COVID-19 is like a storm, like a wind that's just going through all of Asia and taking down people left and right. In thy Asia, there are partakers of the hope of Babylon. Yes, and are the glory of her person. So India, Asia, you want to look just like Babylon. Who is Babylon? All the European countries that you see in this earth, with America being the number one ruler of Babylon. Thy Asia are the partaker of the hope of Babylon and are the glory of a person. You want to look like her, you want to be like her, you want to serve her God, you want to do everything that Babylon is doing, Asia, India. Woe be unto thee, thy wreck. This is what the God of Israel called you, Asia, a wretch. India, woe be unto thee, thy wretch, because thou hast made thyself like unto her, Babylon. And thou hast decked thy daughters in whoredom, that they might please and glory in thy lovers, which they have always desired to commit whoredom with thee. Thou hast followed her that is hated, and all her works and inventions, therefore said God. So India, you wonder why surge number 2 came back to Asia with this India COVID-19 when you thought you had got rid of it a year ago? Because you want to be like Babylon. You want to look and be like the European nations. And the God of Israel called you a wretch. You are wicked. You are evil. And you are sinful. And you commit an abomination calling on your gods Buddha and Hindu and Allah and all them gods that you calling on. You are a wretch to the God of Israel. And that's why the God of Israel is taking India down. Asia, woe be unto Asia, India. That's why the COVID-19 is taking you down right now today, India, Asia. You have followed her. It say right here, 47, 48. Thou hast followed her that is hated. See, the God of Israel, he hates Babylon. and all her works and all her gods. Who is the mother of all harlots? He hates Babylon. That would be America and all her allies, the European nations, the Gentile nations. Thou have followed her that is hated and all her works and inventions. Everything that's going on in this earth, the God of Israel hates. And guess who set it up? Babylon. And that's why you got COVID-19 all over the earth, because the whole earth is considered as Babylon, because they all are confederate with one purpose, with one goal. In Asia, you want to be just like her. You want to look like her. You want to talk like her. You want to dress like her. You want everything that Babylon have to offer. You are confederate with her. Verse 48. Thou hast followed her that is hated in all her works and inventions. Therefore, said God, I will send plagues. This second Exodus 15, chapter 15, verse 49. I will send plagues upon thee. Plagues. COVID-19. Death and destruction. I will send plagues upon thee. Widowhood. Poverty. Famine. Sword and pestilence. To waste our houses with destruction and death. Is not this what's going on in India right now? Asia Minor, the crisis of the seven churches in the Bible with their children? Is this not what's going on? I will waste thy houses with destruction and death. And the glory of thy power shall be dried up as a flower. You can't do nothing with the God of Israel. Your gods, Buddha and Allah and Hindu gods, all your gods, Chinese gods, Korean gods, all of them live in Asia. Chinese, Koreans, all y'all gods can't do nothing with the God of all gods. He said, I will bring death and destruction in your houses. And the glory of your power, which is your government, will be dried up. They don't know what to do and how to stop COVID-19. They don't know what to do. They can't keep up fast enough with the God of Israel to stop what he's doing in the earth. Yes, India reported about 8-9 months ago that they had beat the COVID-19. Now look what's happening right now, 8-9 months later. It's more death than what it was 8 or 9 months ago. You can't figure out the God of Israel, people. You can't figure out the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the creator, the God of all gods. Your gods can't stop him. So stop praying to them, because the more y'all people pray to them over there in India and all over the world, Babylon, the more people gonna die. Thus said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. Ahaya is my name. 50 verse. And the glory of thy power shall be dried up as a flower, when the heat shall rise that is sent over thee. Thou shalt be weakened as a poor woman. You shall be weakened, Asia, India, as a poor little woman with nobody to help you. Yeah, call America. Call any country that you want to call to help you. But as long as you keep calling on Buddha and Allah and Hindu gods and Chinese gods and Korean gods and all your gods, no one will be able to stop what's going on over there. He told you to repent. In Revelation today, when I read the seven churches, he told you people to repent. All seven churches is from Asia, India today, Pakistan, Iran, all that up in there, Asia Minor. So you want to stop COVID? You want to stop the plague of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the pestilence? Stop calling on all your gods and burn all them statues of Buddha and all your gods that you got and you pray to and talk to and all of that. Burn them. That's what the God of Israel just told me to tell you. Burn them up. And if you burn all them gods up, then guess what, people? I'll stop burning you up. I will stop burning you and your families up. They're not real. I am the real God. I am the God that put you here and the God that can take you out of here. Your statues is worthless. All your Buddha statues and images is ain't worthless. I lost that worthless. They can't save you. They can't help you. They can't stop me from killing you and hurting you. No one, nothing can stop me. You people have not realized that yet, that nothing and no one can stop me. It's been a whole year and a half with COVID, you call it. And it's still going on, people. Won't you? It says in verse 50, I'm still in the Apocrypha. The glory of thy power shall be dried up as a flower, when the heat shall rise that is sent over thee. Thou shalt be weakened as a poor woman with stripes. He's whooping your behind. Seven churches over there in India. I'm talking to y'all today. The God of Israel is talking to you people today. I'm going to spank your behinds. With stripes. And as one chastised and one just chastised with wounds. With wounds, you got so many people crying and falling out right now, trying to figure out why their mama dead and their daddy dropped dead at the hospital, and outside they got lines of people lined up looking for oxygen, for people at their house that's got COVID-19 and they can't breathe. And oh my, you got so much stuff going on there. I am chastising you with my stripes and I am wounding you. I'm hurting you people because you have hurted me. I sent my prophet many, 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 many generations ago. Saul, I sent him to Asia Minor, India, to teach you people who I am. And that's what he did. He taught you, I am the real God. I am the God of Israel. He taught you that all your gods and all your statues was false. And you stoned him and you beat him and you wouldn't accept him and you throwed him out of your cities and all kind of stuff you did to him because you didn't want to accept and receive and understand who I am. You wanted to continue into your idolatry and serving all your false gods and idols. Now look at you today, Asia Minor. India, look at you today. I told you, woe unto Asia, that I was going to pay you back. And it's time now. Thou should be weakened as a poor woman with stripes and wounds. They are so weak over there. They so miserable. They so hopeless in India right now. They don't know which way to go and what to do. They don't know what to do. All they can do is call on Babylon to help them. Other countries to help them. They can't help people. Only the God of Israel, Ahia, the God of the Hebrew nation, the God of Paul and Peter and John and all the rest of the Hebrews can help you. Because he is the one and true only God. And every other God is false, fake, and not real. He said, I will wound so that thy mighty and lover shall not be able to receive thee. Verse 52. Would I wish jealousy have so proceeded against thee, said Ahia? If thou hast not always slain, I'm going to stop right there, people. I'm going to stop right there. Woe be unto Asia, India. Woe from the God of Israel. Next scripture, people. I'm going to go into the King James Version Bible now to Father prove to you what is going on in India, Asia Minor, ancient names. Deuteronomy 32. Deuteronomy 32. Deuteronomy 32, people. I'm going into overtime now. I'm going to try to finish this. I got to finish this. If I got to come back, I have to come back today. But I got to finish this. This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Elisheba. Crisis of the Seven Churches in the Bible. COVID-19, the real truth. Deuteronomy 32, 15 through 21. The seven churches of the Bible live in Asia. The seven churches of the Bible live in India. India is Asia. children of Israel is in Asia. The Hebrew nation is in Asia. They just don't know who they is. And they ain't trying to know. They into Buddha and they into their gods and they into their idolatry and they into all the things that they want to be into. And that's why the God of Israel is destroying Asia right now. Because they won't quit. Just like you people won't quit on this side of the world. So guess what? Asia is just an example. I'm in overtime now. Asia is just an example. Remember they reported 9 months ago that the COVID-19, they had it under control and all of that. Now it is back way worse than it was 8-9 months ago. The God of Israel is using his angels to set examples in this earth to what's going to happen. To what is going to happen. You cannot control something spiritual with something worldly. Everything that's going on in this earth is spiritual. Spiritual. It ain't got nothing to do with man at all. And the only way you're going to control something spiritual, you have to do something spiritual and burn all your gods. Stop calling on all your gods, Jesus, Buddha, Allah, all them gods over there in India. Y'all heavy into that stuff. I read on the news the other day, there's so many deaths going on over there that they talking about they got to call witch doctors to help them to stop the deaths from coming in. Can't no witch doctor stop the God of Israel. Ahayah is his name. The God of the Hebrews. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Can't no witch doctor stop him. Can't no vaccine stop him. So you people need to stop with your foolishness. Because guess what? You thought it was gone and now it's right back again. Same thing going to happen all over this earth. You think you got COVID under control and all of that and it's gone and the vaccine going to make it work and it's going to be okay. No, look at what's going on in India right now. Asia Minor. Look what's going on over there right now. They thought they had it under control and all that. It's right back again. You cannot stop the God of Israel. The only way you're going to stop the God of Israel from killing and hurting and destroying people in this earth, if you're going to burn all your gods, break them up, stop calling on them, stop worshiping them, and all your idols and everything that you run after every day and run to, that's the only thing going to stop the plague and the pestilence that's in the earth, the four horses of the apocalypse. Keep on, people. Keep on. Y'all see what's going on in India? You think America and all the rest of the countries are exempt from that because they got vaccines and they got this in control and they got all of that under control? They are not exempt. And that's what the God of Israel want to show you people. Something that you think you have under control is not in your control and it's not in your power. So you better pay attention to what's going on in India right now, all the rest of you people and countries. Because guess what? Just like I, the God of Israel, knocked on the door of India 9-10 months ago, and they thought they had COVID under control then, and I knocked back on their door 9-10 months later, and I'm killing way more and taking way more out now than I did then. You cannot control me and what I want. I'm in control. This my earth. This my world. This is my creation. And I do whatever I want to do when I get ready to do it. And can't no one stop me. So your oxygen tanks, they blowing up in India. I read in the news today. I'm running out of time, so I got to paraphrase what I'm saying now. So I'm coming back to finish my scriptures, though. I read in the news today over there about India, the seven churches, their children. The children of the seven churches live in India, in Asia, and all over in there. I read in the news that the oxygen tanks are blowing up in the hospitals, killing all kind of people. Killed the doctor, killed patients, killed all kind of people up in the hospital. I'm going to get to the news article. I want to read it for you. You can't stop the God of Israel. Your oxygen tank don't mean nothing to him. He's the one give you life and take life away. He's the one put breath in your body and take breath out of your body. Not no oxygen tank. That's why he's blowing them up right now. Because he want to show you people. He want to show you people. And he using India, Asia, as an example. Because he said in the Apocrypha, woe be unto Asia. He using her as an example. The seven churches live in Asia. He's showing you people. Deuteronomy 32, verse 15. But Jerusalem, Jezreel, waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxing fat. Thou art grown thick. Thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods, with abominations, provoked they him to anger. That's what you people have did in India. Jerusalem, Hebrews that live in Asia, our fathers used to live in Asia. That's why Paul went on a missionary journey to Asia to convert the Hebrews that was living in Asia. And the Greeks and the Romans, which is Gentiles, that was living in Asia. You forsook God. That's what you did. Which made him and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. You forsook the God that made you, India, to serve Buddha, Allah, Chinese God, Hindu God, Korean God. You forsook, Japheth, the God of your father Noah, the God of Israel. You forsook that God. They provoked him to jealousy. You have provoked the God of Israel to jealousy with all your strange gods. Why Buddha can't stop people from dying? Why Buddha can't stop people from dropping dead outside of the hospital front door? Laying on the hospital beds, all up in their houses, all up in their yards, all up in their neighborhoods, everywhere they dropping dead in India right now. Why Buddha and Allah and the Chinese God and all your gods they fat and Hebrew Israelites? Why? They can't stop me. You have provoked me to jealousy with strange gods, with abominations. Provoke they him to anger. You have made the God of Israel angry in the eye. He's very angry with you. And I'm as the prophet of the God of Israel. I'm here to warn you. I hopefully somebody can hear me on the other side of this radio platform that's from India and tell India to burn all your statues and all your idols. Put them in a pile and burn them up because they are all false. Deuteronomy 13:17. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God. Every time you call it on Buddha and Hindu gods and all them statues and gods you got set up, you sacrifice it unto devils. Now you want to call the witch doctors to help you to stop the deaths from COVID-19. You still want to sacrifice to devils and not to God. To gods whom they knew not, to new gods they came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock that begot thee, thou art unmindful and hast forgotten God that formed thee. And when Ahijah saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. He abhorred you people. Next Bible verse. Psalms 115, Deuteronomy 32, 20. I'm going to read that in 21. And he said, I will hide my face from them. That's what he's doing right now. Hiding his face from the world, from India, Asia. I will hide Japheth, Noah's oldest son, his kids. Over there in India, Asia Minor, Asia, Iran, all up in there, Japheth children, Chinese, Japheth. And you got Hebrew Israelites that live there too. He said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. But they are a very forward generation. He hiding right now. You see all the death over there. You see all the death and the destruction that's over there in India, Asia. But he hiding himself from you people because he hate you because of the things that you do every day. How you serve other gods and call on statues and false images and false gods. You have caused the real God to despise you, the one that puts breath in your body. And he said, I will hide my face from them, and I will see what their end will be. Verse 21, they have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanity. And I will move them to jealousy with those that are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. This is talking about the children of Israel, the Hebrews that live in India, in Asia. And it's talking about Japheth, Noah's son, that live in Asia and in China and all the rest over there near India. Next scripture, You have provoked him to anger, calling on gods that's no gods. Buddha ain't no real god. Why do you people believe that Buddha is a real god? When he can't talk, he can't see, he can't walk, he can't breathe, he can't do nothing. You study praying to him and crying to him and all that, burning oil and incense to him and all that, asking him to take COVID and heal this and say this. No, it won't be happening to you. But they're not real. Next scripture. Psalms 115:4. And I'm going to go till they cut me off, people. And I'm going to try to come back today, but if not, I will make a part two to this. Psalms 115:4. I believe I have said what the God of Israel wanted me to say today. Psalms 115:4. Let's keep going till they cut us off. But our God is in heaven. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. The God of Israel, God is in the heavens. Their idols, verse 4. This is what's going on in India right now. Their idols are silver and gold, the works of man's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusted in them. These gods are false people. Jesus, all your gods that you keep calling on and thinking gonna help you, Buddha and Yah and all of them, Jehovah, thinking they're gonna help you to stop something, and they are all false. They cannot help you. And you haven't realized that yet. Maybe when he get through dealing with India, chastising her with his stripes and wounding her, Asia, when he get through with her, maybe you people wake up a little bit then and understand that you're not in control no more. You're not in control any longer at all. Not even your governments. They think they are. They're trying to put everything in control and under control. This is not their earth. This is not their world. The God of Israel put them here. Next scripture. Ezekiel 16:7. Ezekiel, because he told me today that he's using India, Asia, as an example to try to get the rest of the world to wake up and see and understand that there is nothing that you people can do with me to stop me. Nothing at all. Ezekiel 16:17. Let me get some water, people. Oh, yeah. See ya. Can I have some cold water? Water hot. Ezekiel 16:17, people. No game, people. This is not just going to go away.
And y'all have not realized that yet. It's just going to keep moving wherever the God is you wanted to move and go and do. It's just not going to go away. Ezekiel 16:17. Thou hast also taken thy fair jewels of my gold and my silver. That's what they're doing in Asia right now, in India, and putting it on Buddha, their statues, and the Hindu God statue, and Allah, whatever. They're taking all the stuff, all their gold and silver, and decking out them statues. Thou hast also taken my fair jewels or my gold. This is what the children of Israel did when they was in their own land, our ancestors. And my silver, which I have given thee, and made it to thyself images of man, and did commit whoredom with them, and took thy broader garments and covered them. And thou hast set my oil and my incense before them. My meat also, which I gave thee, fine flour, oil, honey, wherewith I fed thee, thou hast set, had even set it before them for a sweet savor, that it was, said a higher God. That's what they do. That's what you're doing, people. You have took the silver and gold. That's what the children of Israel did back in ancient times, and that's what's going on today. You have took this gold and the silver. You have took the clothes that the God of Israel gave you, and that your God's out with his clothes and with his jewelry, and you pray to him, and you light all kind of incense to Buddha, and all kind of gods and statues and images. Won't you people stop? Please, people, stop. Please stop. I cannot say that enough. Next scripture, Ezekiel 28:23. Ezekiel 28:23. And I have a lot of scriptures in the book of Acts to show you how Paul went to Ephesus and Ephesians and Asia Minor and all kind of places he went and what he did over there trying to convert the seven churches, y'all call them. I have all kinds of scriptures in the book of Acts to prove to you that Paul was talking to Hebrews also when he was the agent, Greeks and Romans. But I think I saved those for next time. I told you I'm going to make a part two. I know I'm going to have to make a part two because what's going on over there in India, I'm going to have to make a part two. So Ezekiel 28:23. Now I'm going to read a news article before about India before they cut me off. Ezekiel 28:23. Thank you. Ezekiel 28:23. It says, "For I will send into her pestilence and blood into her streets, and the wounded shall be judged, and the midst of her by the sword upon her on every side. And they should know that I am higher. I will send into her pestilence, COVID-19, is a pestilence. It is a disease. It is a virus that the God of Israel sent. For I will send into her pestilence and blood in her streets. Death. Death in the streets of Jerusalem. Back in ancient times and right now in modern times. Wherever the Hebrew Israelites are, the Hebrew nation, and the Gentiles, he's going to send blood in her streets and pestilence. And the wounded shall be judged in the midst of her by the sword, upon her on every side. And they shall know that I am Ahiah. He's the one that's killing you, people. He's the one that's wounding you, people. Not only in India, all over the earth. He the one sent the pestilence into Jerusalem in ancient times. And he the one sent the pestilence in modern times. Israel is all over the earth. They're in captivity all over the earth. He sent a pestilence. For the same reason he sent back then, because they were serving other gods, calling on other gods, serving idolatry. Same reason. And I'm going to wound them. I'm going to put blood in the streets. That's why so many people dying in the streets, getting gunned down, shot down, wounded. And he said, I'm going to judge them in the midst of her by the sword. He's going to kill you. People on every side of the earth. That's what's going on. Death and destruction. The four horses of the apocalypse. Romans chapter 1, verse 22 through 23. And y'all don't want to believe that, do you? You don't want to believe it, that God, you call him, is the one that's hurting and killing you people with the pestilence, the disease, with the sword. You don't want to believe it, do you? You want to believe that it's Satan? Romans chapter 1, verse 22. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. All y'all people believe y'all got good sense. The Hebrew Israelites, the Gentiles. Y'all professing to be wise. And y'all know what's going on. You have figured it out. You know how to stop COVID. The government professing that they can stop it and get everything under control, that they wise. They become fools. India said the same thing 8-9 months ago, that they had it under control. Yeah, we got it under control. Yeah, the COVID, we done defeated it. We can open our world back up. We can open our arenas back up. We can have our concerts. We can do whatever we want to do. You profess to be wise. You think you know what's going on in the earth, and you don't, because you are nothing but fools. You don't have the wisdom of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You don't have the wisdom and knowledge that comes from the Holy Spirit, because you think the Holy Spirit is a ghost.
A ghost don't have no knowledge. A ghost don't have no wisdom. A ghost don't have no understanding. You people are fools. And change the glory of the uncorruptible God. See, this is what you did, Hebrews and Gentiles, over there in India right now. They profess, oh, we got it under control. We don't beat COVID. But look what they say in the day. They became fools right in the front of everybody from what they said. See, the God of Israel make you look like a fool. Because you think you wise and you think you're smart and you think you know. He'll make you people look like fools. And that's exactly what y'all look like right now. Fools. And change the glory of the uncorruptible God, Romans 1:23, into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Y'all got all kind of images, all kind of gods, and all kind of statues and all kind of idols. You people are fools. I want to read Jeremiah 16 verse 4 now, and then I'm going to read the news article. Jeremiah 16, verse 4. They should die. Jeremiah 16:3, for thus said Ahijah concerning the sons and concerning the daughters that are born in this place, and concerning their mothers that bear them, and concerning their fathers that begot them in this place, in this land, talking about Jerusalem, bringing them up to modern day time, talking about India and all over the world, Babylon, they should die of grievous death. They should not be lamented, neither shall they be buried. Y'all see that, people? They just got dead bodies all over India, everywhere, burning them. They ain't got nowhere to bury them. Woe be to Asia. Thou art a wretch. You are wicked. That's what the God of Israel said about you and the Apocrypha. They should die of grievous deaths. All kind of deaths. COVID is just one death. There's many other forms of deaths that the God of Israel is going to kill you people with. Because y'all won't quit and you won't stop. They should not be lamented. Neither shall they be buried. Ain't nobody crying over nobody right now. They just putting them in the graves, and they just burning them up, and they just putting them in the cremation trucks. They say over there in India, the cremation trucks won't even get cold no more. My God. Woo! If y'all don't know this, the God of Israel, the real God. Y'all some sure enough foolish, crazy, sick people. They said the cremation trucks won't even get cold no more. They've been holding dead bodies up in cremation trucks all over the world for so long that they won't even get cold no more. Yeah. Yeah, they should die of grievous deaths. They shall not lament, neither shall they bury, but they shall be as dung. The God of Israel said, you ain't going to even be able to be buried. You're going to be as shit, dung, upon the earth. It's burning you up in India like you are nothing but a pile of trash. This is prophecy, people. This is prophecy that's going on right now in the earth. And your dumb leaders don't know it. They don't know it. But they should be as dung upon the face of the earth. And they shall be consumed by the sword and by famine, and their carcass shall be meat for the fowls of heaven and for the beasts of the earth. Now, let me read the article here before they cut me off. This is a Wikipedia right here about ancient Greece. Just to prove to you that ancient Greece is Asia Minor. Ancient Greece was in Asia. That's why you had Jews speaking Greek. Because they was born in Asia. And that's why Paul was sent there to get the children of Israel to come back to the God of Israel. It's the ancient Greeks, Romanized. It was a Roman Empire. Greece was Romanized. The Romans took over ancient Greece. It was a civilization belonging to a period of to the east of Aegean coast of Asia Minor, was colonized first, followed by Cyprus and the coast of Tyrus. These colonies play an important role in the spread of Greek influence throughout Europe and also aided. So Asia Minor is ancient Greece. That's what it is. So, crisis of the seven churches. The same seven churches that's in the Bible live in Asia today in India. And all over that way. Pakistan, all up in the Afghanistan. All up in Iran, all everywhere up in there is Asia. These are the children of the ancestors that Paul tried to convert. And they beat him down and throw him out of their cities and all kind of stuff, sent them to the council before the Sanhedrin, Felix and all of them. Those are scriptures I have in the book of Acts. And I don't think I'm going to get to today, but I'm going to make a part two. So I want to look up the article right now about what's going on in India, news article. If I can here, I'm going to try. No, let's see. I think so. The latest on COVID-19 is the CDC World News today. The latest on COVID-19 in India, worsening crisis. Like I told y'all people, 2 years ago almost, we is in a crisis. And guess what? After I told y'all that in 2019, of May, soon as 2020 hit, January, February, that crisis
hit this earth. And guess what? It held my thoughts since then. I kept telling y'all, we're in a crisis. You don't want to believe me like that, and you don't want to believe me now. Right now, today, we're on a more serious. Every day, you're what they say you do. The last year, worse than crisis. I want to put this video right here. So y'all can hear, hopefully you can hear, about what's going on over there in India. India registered more than 400,000 COVID-19 cases. That's still trying to come up. I don't know if it works. But anyway, wow. Wow. Wow, all right, people, you have the news from India. They said so many bodies all over India, Asia. So many bodies everywhere in the streets. And I just read to you the scripture in Jeremiah where he said a dead bodies will be laying everywhere in the streets. And there would be no one to bury them and no one to cry over them. And you just heard the man say the actual number of the people that's dying in Asia right now in India, the seven churches that's in Revelation, is way more than what they are recorded on national news. They said it's the man's, the doctor says triple. It's triple of the people that they recorded on national news. So y'all people want to keep playing with the God of Israel? Is that what y'all want to do? You want to keep on playing around, thinking you're going to go back to your world and your life and your government and your school and your this. You want to keep on. I told you today that India is being used as an example to the world. Prophetically speaking to you, what's going to go on if you people don't stop serving other gods, calling all your false gods in this world, and all your idol worship and adultery. Everything that you do in your life is against the God of Israel. Everything that you people do every day with your life and your time is against the God of Israel. All of it. India is just an example.
to what he's going to do to the rest of the world if y'all people don't stop. Buddha can't help them. Allah can't help them. The Chinese God can't help them. The dragon God can't help them. Jesus can't help them. Nobody can help them. Bodies are everywhere. Burnt up. Burnt bodies all over everywhere. The hospital crew have no oxygen. Look what it say here. 400,000 COVID in a single day. Now they want to call on America, the great old America. Great America, always coming to people rescue. Your God won't be able to help you, people. The oxygen tanks, they ain't got no oxygen. They ain't got nothing. They just an example. The God of Israel told me to tell you people that, you Hebrews, you Christians, all of y'all people. He told me to tell you that India, Asia, the same place where Paul went to convert people, are dropping dead, dying from COVID, the pestilence. The same places he went. Their children are suffering and being burnt in the street like dogs and animals, and dropping dead. So people, with that, I am right now, it's going. See, they boasted and bragged. Oh, yeah, we got it under control. See, that's what they boasted and bragged in India, in Asia. They boasted. Just like they're doing right now in America. Just like they're doing in Europe. Just like they're doing everywhere. Mexico, everywhere. Boasting. You'll never have the God of Israel under control, you foolish people. Never. I am! One more scripture, and I'm going to say all the scriptures in Acts. Maybe I read one or two in Acts, and I'm going to let you go. Three more scriptures, and I'm going to let y'all go. Deuteronomy 28:61. Deuteronomy 28:61. Two more after that, people. And I'm going to talk to y'all probably Sunday. I'm going to come back on Sunday. Deuteronomy 28:61. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of the law, of this law, then will Ahio bring upon thee until thy be destroyed. And you shall be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because thou wilt not obey the voice of Ahio thy God, four horses of the apocalypse in the earth, the plagues of the God of Israel, Ahio is his name, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of my fathers, of the God of our fathers, Hebrews. Next scripture. We're going to go to Acts chapter 20, verse 16. Just to bring out, to show you that Paul went to Asia, India, and converted the seven churches. And these are their children over there in India. that the God of Israel is dealing with right now. The same people, the Romans, the Greeks, and the Hebrews, that Paul converted or tried to convert. Same people. He tried to tell them way back then in ancient times, stop serving the goddess Diana. Stop serving Apollos. Stop serving Zeus. They false. He tried him and his crew went to Asia way back there in ancient times and told them what they was doing. Stop serving Buddha and Allah and all them gods. They false. These are their children that's dropping dead on the streets everywhere in the houses. You heard the doctor. The doctor said that ain't the real number that they recording on the news. He said you got people dropping dead in their houses. You got people dropping dead in the hospitals. You got people dropping dead in isolation. You got people dropping dead everywhere. It's triple. It's triple of the numbers of the deaths that they recorded on the news. It's so many dead people in India, children, women, men in India. And remember what the God of Israel told me to tell you today, people, before I leave. He's going to use India as an example. He's using India right now as an example because they boasted and they bragged about they had COVID under control, and they still want to call on their gods and their idols and Buddha and all of them and burn incense and put oil on them and put gold and silver around their neck and deck them out and pray to them and worship them and feed them food. And that's why the COVID went right back over there to them, because they won't quit and you people won't quit either. And guess what? After they get through with India, it's going to go in a new direction. And I can't tell you that direction right now because the God of Israel ain't telling me what direction he's going to send his angels into next, or what plague or pestilence that he's going to send his angels to do next. Because you people won't quit. You're never going to quit. Why? Because you love this world. And you love everything this world has to offer you. And that's all you think about. And that's all you dream about. And that's all you hope about. And that's all you pray about. That your world will come back to normal. Your world never been normal. You just thought it was normal. You thought it was normal to call on Jesus, a God that's not real. You thought it was normal to call on Buddha and Allah and all them gods and all your idolatry and all your idols. Big vacation yachts, laying on your big yacht clubs and all. You thought all that was normal. No, it was never normal. It was always satanic. It was always part of the beast system and the beast himself, Satan. So no. It never been normal to the God of Israel. He told you what to do. He told you how to do. He told you what he put you in this earth to do. It's already written. It's just that you people don't want to do it. And you won't quit. And guess what? He's not going to quit either. I read to you today. He said, I'm going to kill your children. When I read the seven churches. It was one church that he said, I'm going to kill your children. So Acts right now. Acts 20 verse 16. And I'm getting ready to leave. Acts 20, 16. Y'all think the churches are some Gentile people, the seven churches? No. They are people that Paul converted or tried to convert and tried to get them from falling false gods. and idolatry and idol worship. It's the same people that's over there in Asia right now, in India. They the children of the seven churches. You don't know that, do you? I know you don't know it. Because your leaders don't understand it. Because they can't hear the God of Israel, and they don't know the God of Israel. They are fools to him. He called them fools. They proclaim to be wise. But they are fools, he say. Fools means stupid, ignorant, and dumb. That's what they are. And that's what you are because you follow them. And you just like them. Same few, same everything. Next verse, Acts 20:16. The Bible is not a fairy tale book. It's about a people and their God. And those people that Paul converted over there in Asia, they was Greeks, Hebrews, and Romans. Some of them was Greeks, but they was Hebrew. They was born in Asia, but their bloodline was Hebrews. Some of them was calling themselves Romans because they was born over there in Rome. But yet their bloodline is Hebrew. And I need to prove to you that with the book of Acts. Acts 20 verse 16. For Paul had determined to sail by Ephesus. That's the first church of the seven churches. Because he would not spend the time in Asia. But I told you. For he hasted if it were possible for him to be at Jerusalem the day of Pentecost. So yes, Christians, Paul kept the holy days. Paul kept Pentecost. Pentecost is just a holy day that was written up in the book of Leviticus when the God of Israel gave Moses the law and the holy days and the dietary law for them to keep. The Pentecost is one of the holy days that Paul, Peter, and all the rest of them kept when they was living in this earth. So yes. Yes. So he say, but Paul had determined to sail to Ephesus. He wanted to go to Asia, to Ephesians, to Ephesus. Right here in Acts 20 verse 16. When you pull it up in Acts 20 verse 16, to father my teaching, they cut me off, whatever. I'm just going to keep going. It's Greek number 2181. It say, for Ephesus, it say a foreign origin, Ephesus, foreign origin because it's in Asia, Ephesus, a city of Asia Minor. So that's where the first church or the first set of people that Paul went to Asia to convert, which is India today. Yes, they the same people. These are their children that's dropping dead over there on the streets of India in hospital rooms, in front of hospital doors right now, being burned because they ain't got nowhere to put their body. The refrigerator truck's out. Won't even get cold to make their body cold so they can keep their bodies until they can bury them. So they got to burn them up. Okay, people? Asia Minor is Ephesus. And he said, because he would not spend the time in Asia. Asia, say right here, Greek number 773 for Acts 2:16. After for Acts 20:16, Asia, that is Asia Minor, or usually only in the Western Shore, Asia. But he hasted if it were possible for him to be at Jerusalem the day of Pentecost. He said, no, I ain't going to Asia right now. I'm not going to Ephesus right now because I need to go and be in Jerusalem for the day of Pentecost so I can keep the holy feast in Jerusalem. Because that's the only place you can keep it. You can keep the holy days no other place outside of Jerusalem. You had to go to Jerusalem because that's where the God of Israel was. Okay? So, yes, Paul kept all the holy days. Next verse. And Ephesus is in Asia Minor, India. Acts 21:27. Pull up India right now and ask the computer, where is India located? It's going to say Asia Minor. It's going to say Asia. That's what it's going to say, Asia. That's where India is. Next scripture. Acts 21:27. Let me show y'all people something. You don't know, man, and understand what it is. Acts 21:27. And when the 7 days were almost ended, the Jews, which were of Asia, what did I tell y'all people? The seven churches, I got it wrote down here. Ephesus is in Asia, and that's India right now. Ephesus was Israel. They was Hebrews there. Those was Hebrew Israelites. And look what Paul say right here, Acts 21:27. And when the 7 days were almost ended, the Jews, which were of Asia, the Jews, the Hebrews, which was of Asia, mean they lived in Asia, they was born in Asia, but they was Hebrews, but they was Jews. They bloodline is from the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And when the 7 days was almost in, the Jews, which was of Asia, when they saw him in the temple, stirred up all the people and laid hands on him in India, in Asia. India is Asia. The Jews is the one in Asia that wanted to kill Paul, the Hebrews, his brothers and sisters. Paul was a Hebrew. He went to Asia to convert his brothers and sisters, the Hebrews, back to the God of Israel, because they was over there in India and Asia serving all kind of gods and doing all kind of adultery, and they wanted to kill Paul, the Jews. The same thing happened to the Son of God, his own people. His own people is the ones that crucify him, just like they did Paul and Peter and all the rest of them over there in India, in Asia. Stirred up the people against him, and they laid their hands on Paul and cried out, "Men of Israel, help, this is the man that teach everywhere against the people and the law in this place." And Father brought Greeks also into the temple and have polluted this holy place. Them Greeks that Paul brought in the temple, Greek-speaking people. Greek-speaking. They probably was Hebrews, born in Asia. Born in Asia. Hebrew, bloodline, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because guess what? Asia is right next to Israel. Asia is right next to Jerusalem. It's right there next to Israel. Asia, they neighbor. It's a neighboring country from Israel. So these was probably Greeks because they was born in Asia. But their bloodline was Hebrews. So no, Paul wasn't polluting no temple. Paul kept the law. He did what the law told him to do. He believed in the law. It's just you people believe, just like these people was believing in Acts 21:28, that wherever you born, that's who you are. Me, a black woman, if I'm born in China, I'm a Chinese. If I'm born in German, I'm a German. No. No. I just happened to be, my mom or my daddy just happened to be in German at that time that I was born. That don't make me no German. Whatever my daddy was, that's who I am. So that's what you people don't understand, especially you Christians and you Muslim and all the rest of you people. Y'all don't understand that the bloodline comes through the Father. It doesn't matter where you was born at. What is your bloodline? What was your daddy? What was his daddy? And his daddy? Was he a black man? Was he a white man? Was he a Spanish man? What was he? Whatever they was, that's what you is. Doesn't matter where you was born at. Because I'm born in Mexico, that make me a Mexican? No. You people are foolish. And that's what the God of Israel say about y'all. Y'all are foolish people with no knowledge and no faith and no sense. Dumb. And that's why you serve your dumb idols. All your idols are dumb. And you are dumb with them. You love your idols, don't you? You love your God. Your dumb gods and your dumb idols that can't do nothing, ain't got no breath in them. Your cross for Jesus. You love the cross, don't you? You love the cross, man. Your dumb idol, the cross. The God of Israel hate your cross. And he hate your Jesus, and he hate all your pagan temples and churches and gods. Next scripture. Acts 18:24. I think I'm going to go ahead and finish this out so I don't have to come back tomorrow and finish it. Acts 18:24, people. Let me just show you who Paul and what Paul was dealing with here. Paul was dealing with his own brothers and sisters, Hebrews, that tried to kill him because he tried to convert them away from their gods. They false gods. They wanted to kill him. Peter, they wanted to kill the Son of God because he tried to convert them to the God of Israel, his father. He tried to teach them the God of Israel doctrine. And they killed him because they didn't want to hear the truth and they didn't want to know the truth. Just like you people don't want to know it. What else can the God of Israel do but kill you or me or anybody else that don't want to know the truth? This is real truth time. It's time for the truth in the earth. I'm talking to the remnant because 90% of y'all will not wake up. 90% of y'all already belong to Satan anyway. It speaks for itself. Your actions show who you are. Your fruit show who you are. You can't hide from the God of Israel. He said, when I was reading the book, the churches in Revelation, he said, you know what? I have already read your mind. I already have read your heart. I already know what's going on with you. You can't pretend no more, people, that you love God. You can't pretend no more, people, that God is your father. You can't pretend no more that you serving Buddha and Buddha is the real God. You can't pretend no more. That's over. That is over. Can't you see the people dropping dead all over the earth? That the God of Israel is so angry? Next scripture. Acts 18:24. I feel for the people in India, Asia. I do. for the seven churches over there in India, Asia Minor. I feel for them. The God of Israel feel for them. He wants them to stop. He wants them to stop calling on false gods. I have to be the one to deliver the message to the world. Because he don't have no prophets right now that can do it. Because everybody's caught up into religion. Everybody's caught up in some kind of cult. Everybody's caught up into some kind of group. ninety percent is caught up. Acts 18:24. We're going to get ready to leave. They probably already cut me off, people. I don't know. I just want to get through these last scriptures. Let me check. Yeah, it's okay. I'm going to keep going. Acts 18:24. And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an elegant man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus, Asia Minor, India. This man was instructed in the way of Ahia, and being fervent in the spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of Ahia, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in